obviously, we need to just, you know, go on a fact-finding mission and really find out what the situation is on the ground. But if that's the situation, and it's definitely unfortunate, because this is what you've heard President Nzilema speak against.
Condemn. Mm-hmm.
But again, we've also seen before that there are certain people who still go against the directives or statements of the Republican president. So it's not very surprising that the president would say one thing, but those who belong to the party he's leading would do another. We've also heard statements like, you are on your own. So if that is the case, it would be good to see that actually get to happen. But you can understand where Kennedy is coming from. If people feel unsafe, they are not, you know, if you're insecure going into the central business district, which is a hub of business, then there's a big problem there that really needs to be looked at, and we just need to gather some facts around what the situation really is out there, and bring it up for you know, public attention and for action to be taken generally. But we appreciate calls like that of you know, people sharing their sentiments. So even though he's not exactly responding to our conversation for today, but remember, tomorrow we have the residents of Kasama go to the polls to elect the person who will be the new mayor, and we'll get to find out eventually who that person will be out of the six candidates coming through from six different political parties that are contesting this particular election. And as Phoenix FM, we'll be here to give you all the latest updates, timely updates of what you need to know about this by election. For now, though, let's get into the main news at 8 with Lusubilo Kondre.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Expert warns Zambia's energy transition at risk as China abolishes VAT and rebates on renewable energy exports. Zambia sees surge in cybercrimes with 150 cases daily. Trump says government will de-escalate in Minnesota following Pretty shooting. The news. I'm Lusavelo Gondwe. Energy consultant Dr. Johnston Chikwanda says Zambia's energy transition might experience a spike in cost escalations due to China's decision to abolish value-added tax, VAT, and rebates on the export of renewable energy products effective 1st April 2026. Dr. Chikwanda warns that this move will likely increase export costs for Chinese manufacturers, making it more challenging for Zambia to achieve Sustainable Development Goal SDG number 7, which calls for universal access to clean, affordable, and sustainable energy for all by 2030. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chikwanda has urged the Zambian government to urgently engage in energy diplomatic talks with China to extend the waiver of taxes and rebates on the exports of these products on a country-by-country basis or for the sub-Saharan region. He suggests that Zambia should request an extension of this policy change, proposing it be pushed to 2030 to allow the region to make more progress on diversifying the energy mix when the United Nations will convene to review performance on the 17 SDGs. The decision by China aims to reduce industrial overcapacity, curb low-priced competition, and mitigate trade frictions. The 9% VAT export rebate on solar PV products will be removed, likely increasing export costs for Chinese manufacturers by roughly 9%, while the rebate on batteries will reduce from 9% to 6%, among other changes.
I would like to call upon the government of the Republic of Zambia to engage in energy diplomatic talks with China to see if it is possible to secure an extension to visa rebates for the Africa region, which is heavily impacted by the climate change. And the region is depending on China by and large to make progress on the diversification of the energy portfolio. It will be good if the extension is extended to 2030, when the United Nations will gather to make a review of how countries have performed on the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which include SDG Goal number 7, which calls for universal access to clean, affordable, and sustainable energy for all by the year 2030.
The Cyber Security Agency has disclosed that the country, between the last quarter of 2025 and January 2026, recorded an increase in cyber-related incidents, with daily totals reaching as high as 150 cases. The agency director general, Dr. Schmidt Chintu, has attributed this surge to online scams exploiting public gullibility, particularly schemes promising large cash prizes in exchange for small activation fees. However, Dr. Chintu assures that the agency has put in place various tools to curb the increase in cyber-related crimes. He has affirmed that the agency is on high alert to take punitive action, deploy a mix of technical tools and public awareness programs, among others, to curtail online crimes.
Scamming rate, they are confident that that is quite high, and I can imagine that some are not being reported. On the low end, you get 30 in a day, but many days have got about 150. That's about most of that use for gullible. Our awareness efforts to really be scaled up. People get excited with little things like we have won 5 million, and for them to access their 5 million kwacha, they must send in 500 kwacha for the activation, and people then lose their money once they spend it. 500 kwacha. Online freedom should not amount to abuse of other individuals. Punitive measures are being applied to send a message that this shouldn't be the way we do things, otherwise we'll be creating a broken society.
Government has announced that it targets to increase the number of beneficiaries under the social cash transfer program to 2 million households by the end of 2027. Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba has revealed that the program has already reached 1.5 million beneficiaries, stating that when the UPND government took office in 2021, the program was supporting just over 800,000 beneficiaries. Ms. Mwamba has told Phoenix News that government has increased the cash transfer amount from 400 to 850 kwacha, providing the much-needed support to vulnerable citizens. The minister has expressed confidence that the 2 million beneficiary target will be reached by 2027, stressing that the social cash transfer program plays a critical role in providing a basic source of livelihood for those in need.
Social cash transfer identification and enrollment of beneficiaries is ongoing. 2021, when we formed government, we moved from 400 after validation, 1,000 to 750. As I speak now, we are marching towards 1.5 million households. The prediction is that we'll have over 2 million households on social cash transfer.
New Congress Party NCP President Peter Chanda says any decision by his party to rejoin the Tonse Alliance led by Given Luvinda is not a sign of weakness, but rather a move toward a united opposition guided by principles of late former President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Chanda tells Phoenix News that his party is not in conflict with the Tonse Alliance and has disclosed that the party is currently consulting its members and pursuing talks aimed at broader opposition unity. Mr. Chanda has clarified that the NCP has not formally rejoined the Tonse.